This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Well, welcome in, everyone. Happy Sunday. You got Wellness 101 here. I'm in the studio with Aaron. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well.
Are you having a good weekend?
I am, yes.
Have you done anything exciting over the weekend?
Well, no, not as exciting as you. I know that we've got a lot to talk about what your weekend has been so far.
We do have a lot to talk about. We had a great show all planned for you guys today. And at the last minute, we decided to scrap it all. So basically, Aaron and I have rewritten the show entirely in the last maybe 2 hours. It's been a very, very exciting time. Yesterday, I did a talk at the Frontenac Mall for Yoga and Spa magazine, and the Institute of Natural Health had a booth set up there, and we have gotten so many questions via email, via people just coming up and asking questions, and we decided that we just want to take some time today and answer some of the most common ones that have come up. So we wrote all these things out, and hopefully we can get through them all today. I don't know, Aaron. We've got a lot.
We do have a lot, but it is exciting that so many people clearly responded to what you had said there and have reached out and asked the question. So I know you intend to respond to all of them,
yes.
But this will kind of shortcut that for some of the common asked questions that people can go ahead and get answers today.
Yes, for all of you out there in listener land that wrote us questions and sent us emails and stuff, I will respond. It may take me a few days, but I will respond to all those questions.
It was, a little overwhelming, but very exciting.
A little is an understatement. It was a lot.
But very exciting, and you will all get responses.
Yes. First off, I want to start off by thanking absolutely every person that stopped by and talked to us. There were several people that came by and said, hey, we listened to your show. We love it. We think it's great. Other people were very excited to find out that we had a radio show and told us, hey, I'm tuning in. I can't wait. So welcome in to all of our new listeners. And thank you to everyone who has been listening. It's great to have you, and I hope you enjoy the show. So what we figured out is people just want to know the truth, and they hear when they hear the truth, they know it. And I spent a lot of time yesterday talking to people and just getting that reassurance and the, oh yeah, that makes sense. The, oh yeah, that makes sense is, I can't believe, like, I don't know why they're not getting the, oh yeah, that makes sense other places.
Right. Well, and I know specifically a lot of people had questions about the infusion bar that you have at the Institute of Natural Health.
Yeah, we had our display up advertising and letting people know, I guess, that, hey, we do have an infusion bar. We do lots of IV nutrition. We do lots of therapy, of IV therapy. And they were very intrigued. I can't even begin to count the number of people that came up and said things like, wow, I've heard of this. Can you tell me more? I know this is popular on the East Coast or the West Coast. And I've seen celebrities do this. I see pictures of celebrities on Instagram, you know, popular magazine things put pictures of people doing this. They interview celebrities that get IVs. It was actually featured on Dr. Oz somewhere along the line. But they didn't know that it was available right here in St. Louis.
So what do people need to do to come in and get an IV? I know that's a question you got frequently yesterday.
Yeah. That was a question that we got. So really all you have to do is give us a call. It's really that simple. Call, schedule an appointment, and come in and see us. Let us talk to you, figure out what your objectives are, what your goals are, and let's figure out what we can do to help.
So are IVs for everyone?
Yes and no. They can help everyone, but not everyone necessarily wants to get an IV. And that's okay.
So can someone just show up and get an IV?
They
can just make an appointment.
You can make an appointment and come in and get an IV. We have a bunch of different types of formulas and things that we offer. And some of those formulas that we can give to someone just kind of walking in off the street, they're relatively safe and gentle, and and can help a lot of different things. And then we have some other IVs that have, you know, ingredients in them or formulas that are designed for specific conditions or to address specific issues that's going on. So the short answer is yes.
Okay.
She's sifting through questions. You can hear the pages turning.
I'm thinking there are probably a lot of people out there who are thinking, huh, that sounds interesting. Do I just call and say I want an IV? Do they have to know what specifically they're asking for? How do you figure that out?
Well, a lot of that's just in one-on-one sitting down and talking to them, because so many people have heard about it, they've read about it, they know about it, and but they still just don't, what's the word I'm looking for? They still don't really know how it can benefit them. They're excited to try it because, you know, maybe they've got a friend that has been doing it somewhere. You know, these things are extremely popular in California and Miami, extremely popular, and even in Vegas. And maybe they've been to Vegas and they've seen, you know, hey, I want to try an IV, but they're just not really quite sure. So they come in, they sit down and just ask a few questions. It's amazing what we can accomplish in a 10-minute talk with them just to figure out what it is that they're after.
And you have IVs tailored for specific things?
Yes. So we have IVs that are custom tailored. We can basically formulate these things to whatever the person's needs are. We can figure out what's going on with the person. We can do just general health and wellness. I mean, the answer is I wish it were just really simple and I could just be like, oh yes, we have this IV for this thing and we have this IV for that thing. It's a little more complicated than that, but it still can be easily figured out in a few minutes of talking to someone.
Well, and you do have some general formulations, right, on your web listed on your website that you use?
We do. And for people who are interested, you know, there's names and brief descriptions of what's going on for different types of formulas. And for instance, like we have Myers cocktails, and a lot of people are familiar with IV nutrition. And as soon as they saw the infusion thing, they're like, oh, do you guys have Myers cocktail? Or they saw it on the sign. And yes, a Myers cocktail is a formula that's been around for decades. Dr. Myers actually started doing these a long time ago and gave thousands of them. And a lot of people are very familiar with that. And it's a formula that has some vitamin C in it, some B vitamins, some calcium, magnesium. Good for a lot of people, a lot of different things. And most of the time, people can just walk in and ask for a Myers, and we can do that without really getting into any kind of lab testing or figuring anything out with what's going on with them.
So Myers is kind of the general IV if someone was interested in starting out, a Myers would be a good starting place.
Yeah, it's oftentimes where we do start people unless they're coming in looking for a very specific thing.
Okay, such as immune or...
Yeah, say they have an autoimmune condition or something like that, and we can get into that. I know we have some questions regarding that later that we'll dive a little deeper into that in a bit. But yeah, I mean, they can come in and say, you know, I've got this condition or that condition, things like that. So,
well, and for people who need stronger IVs, you actually have a separate RX line, right?
Yes, we have. So we have all these different strengths, and depending on what a person wants determines and what the person needs determines the strength of the IV that they get. I mean, we can run very, very high doses of certain vitamins and minerals. And when we do that, we kind of classify those as like an RX line. That's a line where we're actually going to do some testing. We're going to figure out what's going on with you. We're going to figure out where your deficiencies are or where your added needs are. And we're going to modify the IV to meet those needs. But something like a Myers, that's a scalable product. That's something that can be given very, very small or larger, and it's not really going to harm you at all. It won't harm you at all, but, you know, we can do a small Myers or a large Myers. That makes sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And these are listed on your website, correct?
Yes, they're all on our website. We've got some prices on the website. Unfortunately, the pricing can change from time to time, so just be checking frequently. The nutrients can go up and down in price, and we adjust the prices accordingly. So we try. She's over there sifting through questions again. Liz is looking at her like, oh my gosh, you've got so many things going on over there.
Do we have time to address another one?
All right, Liz is giving us the okay. Go for it.
Okay. So I know a common question that you got and that we got through emails is, can you get too much of a vitamin if you're getting it through an IV?
Oh, that's a great question. And you're right. We got that a lot. And this seems to concern a lot of people. The short answer for this is yes. Yes, you can get too much. Certain vitamins given intravenously can be toxic if they're given in really high levels. But I think that you should also take comfort in the fact that I'm answering this question saying yes, because I know that too much, if I know that too much of a certain vitamin can cause a problem, then you can pretty much guarantee that I'm not going to give too much of that nutrient. I'm not going to put too much in because I know what the limitations are. And with any of our general IVs, things like Meyer's cocktails that you can come in, or Hydropure that you can just come in and grab an IV off the street, there's nothing in them too high a level that is going to be dangerous. I mean, you know, we know this, and I think it's important to the customer. I think it's important to know that the people that are administering your IVs are aware that dangers do exist if certain things are too high. And that's part of why we like to test for IVs that are stronger than that, or if we're customizing a formula. We've got to know what's going on with you. We've got to know where your levels are. We're trying to meet your specific needs.
Right, which is why if you are interested in IV nutrition, it's important to go somewhere where the person who is figuring out the formulas is trained and they know what things to look for, because you are putting things directly into your bloodstream and you need to make sure that the person figuring it out knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you just don't want any Joe Schmo fixing up your IV saying, "Oh yeah, everything will be fine. It'll be great. You'll be good to go." No, you need to know that yes, we know that certain things can be toxic in high levels. It just happens. It's the nature of the beast. Well, Liz has given us a signal. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other questions. I know the next question on the list is, how long do IVs take? Big question that we get over and over again. You're listening to Wellness 101.
Is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are answering questions. We got inundated with questions after I did a brief talk yesterday at the Frontenac Mall for Yoga and Spa Magazine. And I mean, the emails just flooded us. The questions that we got at the table were just overwhelming. I mean, we were writing things down all day, just trying to keep up with the common questions that were asked. And like I said in the very beginning of the show, we had a great show planned out for you today, and we just decided to scrap the whole thing and rewrite it. And Aaron wasn't the happiest, I can tell you that.
No, I think that I was surprised by the response that you got from the talk, but that's what happens, I guess, when they limit you to 10 minutes, because you
yes.
are used to talking for much longer.
I am. I'm used to speaking for hours at a time, and I got thrown for a loop when they were like, yeah, you get 10 minutes. I knew it was going to be a short talk, but I really wasn't prepared for 10 minutes. And, you know, they let us know a week or two ago, and I'm sitting here going, okay, how can I condense some information down into 10 minutes? I barely get warmed up and I barely talked about, you know, the day in 10 minutes. So
yeah,
it was entertaining.
It's a great reason to redo the show at the last minute.
Yes, there are
so many people who are interested. I think that's great.
It forced me to work on my elevator pitch. That's what it did.
Yeah, that can't be an hour long.
Yeah, no. I tend to be a little long-winded. We have an hour show. We could probably go for three. I don't know.
All right, so let's get back to it.
All right, she's corralling us.
Can I get too much of a vitamin by getting an IV?
The short answer was yes. Yes, you can. And we talked about that. Certain things can be too toxic if given, if you get too much. And it's good that we know that. I don't know that everyone out there doing IVs knows that. They should, but we can't guarantee that.
Your general formula, you can't.
General formula, you can't. There's not enough of anything in there that's going to create a problem, but there is enough in there that will make a difference.
So how long do IVs generally take?
All right. So That's a fantastic question. And the true answer for every IV is it depends. Yeah, I know. That Liz is laughing at me, just going, oh my gosh, it depends. It's true. It really, truly depends. Because, like I said yesterday in the talk, each and every one of us is unique. That resonated well with a lot of people that were in the audience and those that were there and that are listening now, that you remember me saying, you know, we can't treat everyone exactly the same. Every single person is unique. We could have five people that have the exact same condition. We could have five diabetics that all need to be treated just a little bit differently because they're unique. Each person is different. They eat a little differently. They exercise a little differently. So, again, it depends.
So it depends on the each individual person, or it depends on the IV, or what?
Yes. Yes and yes. It depends. General rule of thumb, we'll just put a time out there because I think people are like, wow, tell me how much time it takes. General rule of thumb is 45 minutes-ish. Okay? So it depends on the size of the IV, the amount of nutrition that's in that IV, and the type of IV being administered, right? So let's do a little common sense here. The bigger the IV, the longer it's going to take. It's going to take a whole lot longer to do a 500 cc drip than it will a 250 cc drip.
So right? Your typical IV is 250 cc though, correct?
That's typical, yeah. We have some people that come in and request larger IVs, perfectly fine. But typically it's a 250 cc IV plus the nutrients that are added in. So you can add another several cc's depending on what nutrients are put in there.
And I'm guessing some of the RX ones may be larger, is that right? Or is that...
Actually, that's a great question. Not always. They're much higher in nutrient value, but they are not necessarily larger fluid-wise. We use a different type of fluid for the RX line of vitamins. We use what's called sterile water, which you can put a lot more nutrients in. I could get into the science of all that. I'm gonna spare you that. It would take a little bit to explain that. We'll get into that maybe in a little bit. We have another question that she previewed and threw at me over the break, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to dive into that one just a little bit. But yeah, so the amount of nutrition matters in there, because the more nutrition that's in it, the slower it's going to be. You can feel the difference, right? So it has to do with comfort, right? So we slow things down or speed things up depending on someone's comfort. Sometimes people can take it a whole lot faster and they want to get in, they want to get out, and they can tolerate it. Other people don't. They just want to take their time and go through it.
Well, and generally I don't know if generally, but I know that many times it speeds up after the first or second one, correct? Because you're going slower at the beginning to make sure that they're okay?
Yes. We like everyone to experience what it's like to go slower. We want to make sure that they don't have any kind of reactions, that everything is going well for them. And then we can slowly speed this thing up. That's kind of an oxymoron. We slowly speed it up. But that's
gradually.
Exactly what. Yes, gradually.
Gradually speed it
up. That's a good word. Good word. I'm just a country kid that's trying to make it in this world. I don't use the best grammar all the time or all the right words.
Yeah, but words.
Words. We're words.
But you have a lot of people, like these normal size, the 250 cc bags that come in and do it in half an hour or so, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Some people come in.
Once they get used to it.
Yeah, once they get used to it, we know that we can let them go. We can open it up on them and just let them be. But also, if you remember back, one of the things that I said is the type of IV can determine the rate. There are some IVs that just have to be given at a very specific rate. Some of these IVs can literally take 2-3 hours because they have to. The nutrients that are in there, the items that are in the IV have to be administered at a very slow rate.
But are those generally ones that are either customized or part of the RX line, so they'll know ahead of time?
Yes,
you
need will
to,
absolutely,
you know, schedule 2-3 hours.
Exactly. Pack a lunch,
right?
you definitely will have those times known, and you can be able to schedule that out accordingly. But, you know, we'll let everybody know. Yeah, this is a general rule of thumb. 45 minute, can take 30, could take an hour. You know, we've seen some people that normally get done in 30 minutes, and all of a sudden one day they come in, they're not feeling well, and things just go a little slower, and that's okay.
And I want to point out also that the small bags you mentioned are 250 cc's. I know these are drips. These aren't pushes.
Right.
And it's a lot of, you know, IV pushes are what, 30 to 60 cc's? So you're getting a lot, this is a larger volume.
Right. It is a larger volume. And there's oftentimes a lot more nutrients in there. You know, not saying that pushes are good or bad or anything like that. We use them sometimes for very specific effects. But yes, what we're discussing is, you know, a certain, you know, 250 cc IV is going to take a half hour to an hour to put in.
All right. Well, and kind of along the same lines, we got this one actually surprised me. A few different people mentioned that they have gotten IV vitamins somewhere else and they burned. Now, I've never had that experience, so do you know why that might happen?
Yes, I actually have had that experience. When you go get trained for IV nutrition, you actually have to do this stuff to yourself, and you kind of torture yourself a little bit while you do this, and I do. I experiment on myself. There's nothing that's administered in the at the Institute that I haven't tried on myself. I try everything. I'm my own guinea pig, so I know what they're talking about when it burns. So oftentimes, if they say it burns, I look at the person, if I'm talking to them, and I ask a follow-up question, and I ask them that question about the push. I'm like, what did your IV look like? Was it really a drip, or was it a push? Was the fluid and nutrition in a syringe, like 30 or 60 cc syringe, or was it in a bag? Because if it was in a bag and it burned, I'm not sure what was going on there, because that really shouldn't ever happen. But if it's in a push and it burns, yeah, sometimes when that's used, It's like I said before, it's a great way to administer the nutrients, but it works for certain things. But there's this stuff that happens when you put that many nutrients in that little amount of fluid. It causes the osmolarity of that fluid to be higher. Okay. Now, I know. When I told Erin that we were going to have to get into osmolarity, if she asked this question, she's like, oh my gosh, no one knows what that is.
I'm just thinking it's funny you couldn't come up with the word gradually, but osmolarity is completely normal.
I was just on that same page. I was about to be like, all right, now I need to understand what this is.
Nerd alert. Sorry. That's just how my brain works. I'm sorry. I don't understand social cues either. So, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. I ignore a lot of things, just go right past me. So back to osmolarity. All right, I'm going to rein us in this time. Osmolarity is defined as the number of solutes in a fluid. Okay, so I don't care who you are. If you took chemistry class in high school, you learned about osmolarity. And before you were done with that chemistry class in high school, you forgot about osmolarity, right? It just in and out. All right, you learned it for a test and it was gone. All right. So osmolarity is a number, right? And so osmolarity of blood is somewhere around 300 on average. It could be down in the 270s, 280. It could be up around 320. Everyone's a little bit different. Again, this is where we're all unique, right? But when you concentrate these nutrients and you put a small amount of fluid with them, you can shoot the osmolarity of that little push, that IV infusion push, up to 1,000 or higher. And when it's that high, it's considered a hot IV. And when it's hot, it burns. That's why they call it hot. So does that answer your question, Erin?
I think so. I thought there was something about what solution you put it in also.
Oh, she pulled out the memory of the solution. All right. So pause. Hold that thought on the solution. When we come back after this, Liz just gave us the signal again. She's like, hey, we got a break. When we come back on the other side of this break, we are going to talk about the solution that nutrients are in and why it makes a difference. All right, you're listening to Wellness 101. All right.
This is Wellness 101.
And we're back. It was an exciting break. They were all laughing at me. I got into a coughing fit over here. Something went down the wrong way, and boy, did I have a fit. So I apologize if I'm clearing my throat through this one. Before we went off to break, we were talking about this lovely concept called osmolarity. And Erin had asked a question. Do you want to ask that question again while I clear my throat over here?
Yes. Well, I'm thinking you're going to have to cover this because I am not going to have any of the information. But I know
you,
that...
You can make it up. Wing it. No one else knows what osmolarity is.
Well, it's about the different solutions. I know you had mentioned before, and we talked before about how it's really important what the solution the nutrients are put into, and also the huge Sarah water storage in the U.S. right now. So I know that all kind of ties together. So
yes, we have a shortage, and yes, it's an issue. All right, so I shall do my best to get through this without having another coughing fit. So different types of solutions are out there and available, okay? And the different types of solutions allow you to administer different amounts of nutrients because it makes the osmolarity different, okay? So I'm not going to get into too much detail with that other than to mention something out there that there's this stuff that exists called sterile water, okay? Sterile water allows you to put a whole lot more nutrients and much higher levels of nutrients that are going to be given to someone into the solution. Whereas a solution like dextrose, there's this stuff called D5W, dextrose 5% in water, doesn't allow you to put as many nutrients in. Or normal saline doesn't allow you to put as many nutrients in because the osmolarity of those is already at the osmolarity of blood, whereas the osmolarity of sterile water is significantly less, right? So we can put a lot more nutrients in. So our clinic is actually very blessed. We're one of the very blessed clinics in the country because we actually get sterile water that allows us to have this wide range of IVs that we supply, okay? So I say that we're blessed because, like Aaron said, there is a sterile water shortage. Now, I don't know why that is, but it just is. It's just something that goes on. Hospitals get plenty of it, but the rest of the sterile water that's out there is actually rationed to certain clinics. And it just so happens that we are one of those clinics that is allowed to get that stuff, which is, I mean, again, like I said, it's a blessing. You don't understand how much of a blessing it really truly is.
Right, to you and to anyone who is wanting an IV.
Yes, who desperately needs some IV help, for sure.
Right. So, dextrose solution, is that the same thing as isolated ringers? Is it isolated?
No, she got close, ladies and gentlemen. It's lactated ringers.
Well,
you are
close.
That's
why I'm not running the show.
We get an E for effort. No, it's a little
bit different.
And that's
what I get from going off our outline.
She was scribbling very quickly when we were writing this down.
I know it was something like that. And there, I know I've seen that on websites talking about that these IVs are giving in lactated, you're right.
Ringers, yeah.
No,
it's a different kind of solution. Yes.
Right.
There's like I said, there's a lot of different types of solutions out there. There's normal saline, there's half saline, there's sterile water, there's dextrose 5% water, there's lactated ringers. And, you know, it just depends on what you're trying to, the effect you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do as to what solution you actually choose.
And I think it's great that you understand this so the rest of us don't have to. So
yes,
you decide what solution to put these into and that you kind of vary it depending on what the person actually wants.
Yeah, yeah. We quit any money mowing it last week or so.
That's not what I mean, but you don't just use one solution. It doesn't all go in
right.
Saline.
You're right. And we have different sizes of the solution as well. You know, we have 250s, we have 500s, we have liters, we have little 50cc bags. We have all kinds of different things that are utilized. So different people will come in and will ask, well, why is that bag different than mine? Well, we're doing something different for that person. It's unique. And we try to let everyone know when we give them a tour, hey, different people are getting different nutrients. They'll be getting different types of bags and stuff like that. So we just try to be clear with everyone that just because the bag size is different doesn't mean that the nutrient size is necessarily different.
Right. And I know that we kind of touched on this before, but I have seen other places, and not in this area, because I don't know that there are other, you know, places doing IVs in this area, but out in California where they have IVs and they basically say, you know, come set up camp, you're going to be here for a while. And from what you've said, that probably is because they're not getting sterile water and they're having to put the nutrients in a different solution, correct? So that it would have to go slower?
Yeah, exactly right. Remember back before when we talked about the different ways that cause the speed at which someone's getting an IV to be affected, and then the amount of nutrients in that is one of the factors that determines how fast you can actually go. It's a comfort thing, right? So some people that are, you know, have veins made of leather might be able to handle some high levels of nutrients coming in really quickly, but I don't really recommend that, right? So,
So I know another question that we've gotten a lot, and I know you can direct people to the website, but what do IVs cost?
All right. So basically, they have to sign over a contract. It involves the firstborn and the right arm. No, I'm just teasing. They're listed. Several of our IVs are listed on the website. But again, this is an it depends answer. It depends on what a person is getting. Different formulas have different levels of nutrients, which has different levels of pricing associated with that, right? I just want to throw out there that, remember, our IVs are drips. They're cheap compared to other places, right? So we actually have a client that comes to us, and they actually live in California, and they get some of these IVs, their IVs in California, and we're working with their physician in California and making sure that this person gets the same formula when they're here. And the formula that they get here costs, I don't know, right at $100, maybe a little bit less. But in California, that exact same formula costs $250. Yeah. Liz just made a ooh face.
I winced.
She did. She winced.
That was the most painful part of the IV, apparently.
Yeah. Yes. It was the sticker shock. So we try to keep the costs as low as possible. I think it's important to make it affordable for everyone. You know, we have people that are on fixed incomes that are coming in getting IVs and getting much healthier or staying healthy. We have people who are very wealthy that are coming in getting IVs. Everyone pays the same, and we try to keep those costs low for everyone.
Right. And I feel like that's one of the benefits also of being in the Midwest.
Yes.
You know, out in California, I mean, you get the ocean, but you're going to have to pay more for certain things. And here we, at least the cost of, you know, some things is going to be lower, and
right.
This is one of them, so take advantage of it.
Right. Yeah, so if you want more information on IVs or the cost, you can go to our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com, and you can find those. Again, that was theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. Erin's over there sifting. She's like, we've got so many questions.
Well, I know that we talked so much about IVs, and I think one of the common kind of groups of questions, we got a number of emails saying, can you help me if I know Hashimoto's was one of them. I have Hashimoto's. Can you help me if I have this condition? And there were a number of other ones listed, you know, that people said, I have been diagnosed with this. Can you help me if I have this condition?
Yes, that's the infamous can you help me if questions. And the answer is clear. Yes, we can help. We can help people that have the conditions. We don't necessarily treat the condition per se. We don't have to, right? We identify what's going on with the person. We test exactly what's going on in your body, and we figure out the plan that needs to be implemented to get you back to health. So we're just fixing the imbalances. Once we identify it, once it's identify the problem, figure out a plan to restore this person back into balance, we just see that the conditions just go away. And they may not all go away, but symptoms can significantly reduce and make the condition manageable. Because, I mean, you know, I'll be honest, if someone's got Hashimoto's, I don't know that that's ever really going to go away.
Right. Or celiac.
Celiac. Exactly. Celiac just doesn't go away. But if we can decrease the symptoms, decrease the severity, decrease all of those types of things, we've made a huge difference in that person's life. And with celiac disease, I mean, I just want to touch on this. I mean, I know you're trying to get away from IVs, but if someone has celiac disease, their gut is basically destroyed. It's very, very difficult for these people to absorb nutrients. They just can't absorb them. Their gut just doesn't allow it. And so what we're doing by giving an IV is we're putting those nutrients into their blood that their body is not doing a very good job of. And they help, it helps them. They heal, they get better.
Right. Well, and I can speak to that specifically because once I found out that I had celiac disease, I had to, of course, remove gluten from my diet, but I feel like in that period of time after I'd removed gluten, I still had so much healing to do, and getting IVs made a world of difference. I was able to function again, and if I had waited until oral supplements or food had taken, you know, I'd been able to process that normally and gotten the nutrients, it would have taken, I think, so much longer. So
yeah, you'd probably still be fighting a very solid uphill run.
Right.
For sure.
So it gives you kind of a head start.
Right. All right. We've got to take another break. I still want to come back. When we come back after this, I want to get back on these can you help me if questions, because I've got a pretty good example that I want to throw out there for everyone. I think it'll resonate with a lot of you. You're listening to Wellness 101.
Is Wellness 101.
And we are back. Before the break, we were talking about the infamous questions, can you help me if? Yes, we can, likely. And I forget exactly where we were.
You were going to tell a story.
I was.
That's what you said. I've got a good example of this or something.
I've got.
I'm a little worried to turn that over to you.
Yeah. Oh boy, I've got a story. Where was I going with that? I should have made a note. I did not write a note down. Shame on me. So I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. I think we were talking about, you know, we figure out what's going on. We figure out a plan to restore what's going on. We just use the science-based facts out there that we know today. I mean, the science is there. And I said this in my talk at the Frontenac. The science is there. If you've got something going on and you're looking for help and no one's seeming to help you, the science is there. They're just maybe not looking in the right spot, or you're just not getting the right answer. Find somebody else. Go somewhere that can give you the answer. No matter who it is, just keep looking, right? And so that's what we're doing. So maybe someone comes into us. I remember the example now. Maybe someone comes into us.
We're back on track.
Yeah, we are back on track. I had to veer off just a little bit to figure out where I was. All right, so maybe we get somebody that comes in that has like something like extreme fatigue, or they have extreme brain fog. We hear this over and over again. And sometimes we even hear that people have like these weird numbness tingling things or weird twitchings, right? So maybe these people come in, they've got all this lab work, they've got these things that have been ran, they've been to the, you know, through the mill, and we actually decide, you know what, let's make sure that we're not dealing with, say, a heavy metal toxicity, right? So we figure this out, we say, okay, let's test for that, and they've got it, right? Heavy metal toxicity is something that happens, right? But our bodies have built-in mechanisms, right? And understand this. There are built-in mechanisms that are in place to help us detoxify these metals. They shouldn't be building up in us if we're not exposed to them over and over again. You know, I see several people, I'm veering off again, sorry. I see several people that have pretty high levels of aluminum. Well, there's aluminum in a lot of different products. Deodorant is one of them, right? And there's a big push by natural doctors to stop using certain types of antiperspirants or deodorants that have high levels of aluminum in there, right? I understand why the aluminum's there. It stops people from sweating. That's why it's an antiperspirant. But sometimes people that can't detoxify that out of their system, that's not necessarily a good thing that they're doing. So sometimes the mechanism to detoxify is defective. And sometimes the reason that it's defective is that they're just missing nutrients, right? So one of the major detoxifiers for this in our body is this stuff called glutathione, right? Glutathione. It's a mouthful, I know, right? It's the master antioxidant of the body, right? We make this stuff naturally. We make it all day, every day, if we have enough stuff, right? It comes from three amino acids. It's called glycine, glutamic acid, and cysteine, right? So sometimes we don't make it very well because we have to build glutathione from these three amino acids, and we might be missing one. And we oftentimes miss cysteine, okay? So if we don't have enough glutathione, we can't detoxify. And guess what? The heavy metals start to build up. So when that happens, we can run tests and we can identify things that we need that can help the body start to detoxify and eliminate these metals, right? All we're doing at the Institute of Natural Health is helping the body function the way that God intended it to, right? We were put together in a way to help us strive towards health. Our body wants to be well. We will try our best to stay right in line. We try to stay in balance, but sometimes things happen, right? And this is where we differ from the conventional medical model, right? They may test a few things, but who knows? You may just end up with like an antidepressant, or you know, maybe somebody gives you Cymbalta or something like that for these symptoms, and you know, they need help.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, to kind of tie this all together, because I had a similar issue because I had heavy metal toxicity. I'd been diagnosed with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. If I had come in and just wanted to be treated for, you know, can you help my chronic fatigue? Can you help my fibromyalgia? Yes, you're able to make a difference, but it wasn't by actually giving me something for those conditions. It was by removing heavy metals.
Right. And you know, it's not like the doctors weren't doing exactly what they thought best. It's that, you know, we just look at things a little differently, right? That's just the nature of the beast. We just look at things differently, and we try to figure out what's causing the symptom or the problem, and we try to fix it rather than just cover it up, right? So, one, we don't have but a few minutes left here, and another question that we get a lot is, how long before I feel better, right? I may go off on a little diatribe here. Erin's got her arms up. She's like, oh my gosh, here we go. Sorry. The answer is it depends, right? We have some people that leave the clinic and they say, I feel better than I've ever felt in years, right? A couple of weeks ago, we had someone that came in for their very first IV, and bless her heart, she's in her late 60s, maybe early 70s. I don't remember, you know, right off the top of my head, but she's an older lady, and we gave her this IV, and she came back for a second one and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much better I felt after that IV. I was actually able to go and walk a mile. Now, this is a lady who was complaining of crazy amounts of fatigue and inability to do things, and she went out and she was able to walk a mile, right? So on the other hand, we have some people that are extremely depleted, or they have a very specific problem that they're trying to correct, right? And for those type of people, I'm an examples person. I use the example of a well, right? Yes, like a drinking well, all right? So if you're feeling really bad, imagine that you're in an extremely deep well, right? And all you can do is look straight up to see the outside, right? And we're on the outside looking down into the well saying, hey, we see you there. We know what's going on. We know that you're in that well, but we can't put a ladder down in there to get you out. And all we have as a tool to help you get out is we've got a shovel and a big pile of dirt. So our instructions are, we're going to start shoveling dirt in. Your job is to shake that dirt off and let it go to the bottom. And slowly, if we do this methodically and systematically, we're going to fill that hole in without burying you. Right. And you're going to start to feel improvements. And eventually you're going to be tall enough. You're still going to be in the well. You're still going to be in a hole, maybe 5 foot deep, but your head's above the ground and you're actually able to see. And once we get people to that point where they can actually see the improvements, holy cow, look out. Right. And there are some conditions that immediately after you may actually feel worse. Right. Oh, Erin stepped to the mic. She's like, I got a question.
No.
Oh, all right. So I thought she was like, I got one. I got a question I got to throw out there. So sometimes people actually feel worse, right? So sometimes when we give IVs, we give the body what it needs to detoxify, and it can detoxify very quickly, right? So this is why we are very careful when we give someone IV. We don't just jump in and give someone an RX line of IVs that is really high in nutrients if they have certain things that will limit them, and we want to make sure that we keep them healthy and well, and they don't have crazy, you know, detoxification reactions in the process.
But most people will feel better after at least one of the general IVs?
Yeah, most of the time they come back and they feel amazing, right? And no, we don't necessarily treat everyone with IVs. Aaron brought that up a bit ago. You know, sometimes people are scared of needles. Sometimes people live a long way away from us. They're way out in Never Never Land. I mean, I've treated people from all over the country, and they can't get here to see us, so we can't give them an IV. So for people like that, we do other things, right? It may be a slower process, but we clearly identify, hey, look, yeah, you've got a serious issue going on. You've got serious things, and we can help. We just have to do it differently. Maybe we have to go an oral route. Maybe we have to, you know, really look at their food and their diet and their exercise habits and their lifestyle changes, right? There are a lot of different things that we can do to help people, right? So, all right, Liz is giving us the 1 minute sign, Aaron. Do you have any final words that you'd like to throw out there to our listeners?
No, I think that's it. The IVs are one tool that you use to help people get better. So you don't necessarily have to get IVs, but they're a great tool to use to speed up the recovery process.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and for sending us in your questions. We scrapped this show. I think it came off pretty well considering we rewrote this thing in about an hour before the show. It really means a lot to us that you're engaging and searching for more information. I want to thank all of our new listeners as well. Tell your friends, tell your family to tune in next week.
And keep sending the questions.
Just keep sending them. Visit our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. There you can message us or follow us on all of our social media outlets. So for Aaron, this is Dr. TJ. Thanks for listening. I want the good life every good night. You're a hot one to hold.